We gonna keep this going. Coming to the stage, Ricky James Daniel.
Give it up for your DJ out there. How you guys doing? You guys all right? There you go. Some of you guys, I seen you falling asleep earlier. I seen that. I was falling asleep back there, but it was okay. I'm gonna do my thing. Thank you guys for coming out. I appreciate that. Just got to open for George Lopez a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. He's an asshole. I'm gonna throw that out there. It's not really a joke. I just don't like him. So I want to tell you guys a story that happened. You know what I mean? Because I want to know where the hell I went wrong. Because me and my wife got in an argument over something that I did, but I didn't know that was wrong. Basically, as a comic, we have fans. You know what I mean? Some of them are male, some of them are female. So my wife doesn't like when I have female fans, right? I had a female fan hit me up and say, hey, I see you're gonna be at Tommy T's. Me and all my girlfriends are coming out. It's a bachelor party. See you later, boo. Left my phone on the counter, went to go take a shower, get ready for the show. Came back out. My wife was looking at my phone, talking about, who is this bitch Courtney? And why is she calling me boo, right? And I'm like, I don't know, it's just a fan. And she's like, okay, we're gonna talk to Courtney when she comes. When she comes, right? And I'm like, hey, just put her on the guest list and we'll take care of her, right? So I know Courtney. Courtney's decent looking, you know what I mean? So looks good, she looks good. So I tell the comics when I get there, I tell the other comics, because for some of you females that don't know, when we're married and we know we can't get with that woman, every man in here wants to live vicariously through someone else's penis. You know what I mean? So I tell all my male comics, I'm like, hey, Gary, I gotta introduce you to this girl, Courtney. And he goes, how good does she look? And I said, look, let me put it to you like this. How good she looks is how mad my wife is about to get. Okay, goddamn it? Meaning, if she's a fat girl, my wife's gonna be like, hey, girl, thanks for coming, Courtney. You want some nachos? She's gonna be nice to her, right? And Gary's like, okay, we'll see. Courtney shows up. My wife lets her in. Me and Gary are in the back table. My wife comes to me and she is like, your friend is here, right? I try to play stupid. I'm like, what's friend? What are you talking about, right? Gary leans over the table, gives me that fist pump, like, and makes it awkward because he's a comic, right? And I'm like slapping his hand away. He's like, hey, bro, this is it. My wife runs away, pissed off. And I'm like, thanks, Gary. And I said, don't worry, I'll hook you up. So at the end of the show, I take Gary over there to introduce him. And I'm like, Gary, this is Courtney, this is Gary, right? And my wife does what any good woman would do, is send another woman to make sure I'm behaving myself, right? So she tells the bartender, go see what they're talking about. The bartender is cleaning the table, but she's cleaning the same table for 4 fucking minutes. Just, and I'm like, Val, I think the table's clean. And she's like, Rick, I think you need to go. Like, and I'm like, okay, we'll get to that point, right? So I introduce them, I take off, right? I am saying goodbye to everybody when I meet and greet at the end of the show, say goodbye to everybody else. And Courtney and his sons decided to come out to the front of the club where I'm standing with my wife. Courtney knows that she's pissed off my wife, so she does what any good woman is gonna do, is turn around and give me the biggest fucking hug and be like, thanks for having us, Rick. But she holds me a little too long. I'm counting the Mississippis in my head because I know if we go past 2, that's it, right? Like, the ride home is gonna be too much for me. So I'm like, 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3. And I'm like, all right, see you later, Courtney. See you later. And she's like, okay, my wife says, see you later, puts out her hand. Courtney looks at her hand and says, see you later. Exactly. Ooh, that's the way I felt. You know, my butthole puckered up and everything. And I was like, oh damn, this is gonna hurt later. I'm like, I'm in trouble for some shit that I didn't even do right now. So, yeah. So my wife acts ignorant. She starts chasing Courtney out the club. Talking about, what? You can't say goodbye to me? And I'm like, babe, this is my mom, what up? Don't act like that. And she's like, no, I'm going to act like that. She about to get cut. And I'm like, don't do that. So I guess what I'm asking, right? Fellas, did I do anything wrong? See, look at the ones that are hooked up with their women. Right? And like, you know, she's sitting here next to me. Right? So, ladies, did I do anything wrong? There's always one that yells out, hell yes you did. You know what I did? I gave Courtney my Facebook name. That's what I did wrong. So, I'm just throwing it out there. This has happened. You know what I don't like to do? I don't like to play this game called sexual freebie. Don't ever play that with your woman, because women don't play that game free. Fair, you know what I mean? You'll be like, hey, babe, if I gave you a sexual freebie, who would it be, right? She asked me that, and I thought I was going to play it fairly. She said, if I gave you a freebie, who would it be? I was like, J-Lo. Because I know I'm never going to meet J-Lo. I know we're never going to talk. Like, cool. I said, babe, if I gave you a sexual freebie, who would it be? She was like, oh, your friend Joe. Really? My friend Joe? Made it awkward, right? And I started asking her, I'm like, why are you and Joe Snapchatting each other, goddammit? But for those of you who here is over the age of 35 like me, make some noise. Over the age of 35? Yeah, we didn't have fucking applications on phones like Snapchat, which is basically an application that you use to send dick pics all day long. You know what I mean? Because it erases them automatically. We didn't have that growing up. You know? When you wanted to see a pair of boobs, you had to be in the same vicinity as those goddamn boobs growing up. We didn't have cameras, we had photographic memory, okay, goddamn? We had to sit there and be like, shh, 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 and keep it in the spank bank, goddamn. No. Who in here is dating? Anybody dating? You guys dating? You guys hooked up? Oh, married. Still like each other, that's good. Who in here is married? Woo! Oh, you're not that happy. Calm down, son. Calm down, I'm married, and things change between marriage and dating. You know what I mean? Because when you're dating, a woman will tell you that she likes doing things that she really doesn't like. She's like, oh, I love going down on you. No, they don't. Ask any married man in here. A married man has gone home and has been stressed out and be like, baby, can you go down on me, relieve some stress, right? And the married woman will look him directly in the eyes and be like, it is not your birthday. Get that thing away from me. If she does go down on you, it's all hand and spit right up. No. Usually that fucked up face. Just hurry up and finish. Just shut up and let me think about all the porn that I've been watching, okay? Any fellas in here watch porn? That's every one of them, ladies. They watched so much porn, some of them were too tired to clap. They were like, watch it on Windows 8, two screens, right? I love porn. I love the fact that you watch it wherever you're at, especially on these new smartphones. Just pull out your phone, get right to your business nowadays. The only downside is you might be about to finish, and your mama calls and your picture pops up. Right now, Mom? How's the woman change? I'll tell you how women change. The first time a woman sleeps over your house, she is beautiful. You want to know why, fellas? Because she's not sleeping. She's lying in the bed with a full face of makeup on, making sure her face does not touch the pillow. Trying not to drool or snore or fart, right? Holding that in. I'm gonna do that on the first night. I know, because I've been with my woman over 5 years, and when we get ready to go to bed, things are different. She goes to the bathroom, she washes her face, she comes back out. I look at her, I'm like, where the fuck did your eyebrows go? She's Latina, so it makes sense, okay? What did make sense is she woke me up, you know, last week. She's like, babe, I think I hear something in the room next door. I'm coming to, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm looking at her, the words coming out of her mouth did not match her facial expression. I'm just saying, if you're supposed to be surprised, ladies, paint some goddamn eyebrows on, okay? Get my high gun, a high arch. Get my high arch, make your forehead look like a McDonald's angle, okay? Otherwise, I feel like you're messing with me. Which is funny because, like, we live out in Modesto. It gets hot in the Central Valley. It's like 105. So, like, I'll look at her when it's hot and she'll have two eyebrows and look beautiful. But let her start sweating and be like, babe, she only got one eyebrow looking like a rock. You know what I mean? What's wrong with you? Or we go to the gym. She always looks beautiful in the beginning when we go to the gym. I look at her, we're running next to each other. 5 minutes later, the makeup's running down her face. Tongue's out, she's looking like Gene Simmons from Kiss. Just... is that who I got with?
If you guys don't mind, I'm reading my notes because I'm getting ready for HBO. I'm getting ready for HBO. And by saying I'm getting ready for HBO, I mean between now and the year 2020, okay? So I just want to make sure it's right. So let's see what kind of crowd we got. We got white people in the house, white people make some noise. Damn, it was deep over there. I got black people to have, black folk make some noise.
Yeah.
All I hear is, yeah.
I'm very happy and shit.
Any Latinos in the house? Latinos? All right, they don't count, they're all family, okay? I told them we were going to a Raiders game and we ended up here. I got all excited. I usually bring this book. It's a real book. You can look it up online. It's called Stuff White People Like, right? I used to be married to one, so I had to read up about her. So, but it had like regular things like white guys date Asian girls. And I'm like, I'm going to write volume number two of this book because there's a couple things that I noticed about white people. Like, I noticed first off, white people love sandals. Like, you guys love sandals. Once it hits 65 degrees, white people are like, forget socks, forget shoes. Birkenstock, you guys will wreck them. You know what I mean? If they wanted more people to come into these meetings, you guys would hand out free sandals, okay? White people would be like, hi, my name is Chit. I'm here for the sandals, right? What else do white people love? White people love getting married on the beach. They do, and that's probably because you like wearing sandals. Because Latinos, we get married at the courthouse. And we bring our three kids with us, right? We're like, mom, now that you're 19, we're going to make it honest for you. And while we're here, turn yourself in. I said that joke, and I had a friend that came up to me and was like, hey, Holmes, why you got to talk about us like that? I was all, first off, Jerome, you're black, all right? He goes, how'd you know I was black? I said, look, man, I know cocoa butter when I smell cocoa butter. So, you know what's funny with that joke is it always happens, and I've seen it right now. If I said cocoa butter, and everybody looked to every black person in the audience, waiting for them to laugh first. And when you started to see their shoulders shrug, you was like, okay, it's okay. It just jokes, people, it just jokes. So, what else do white people love? Frisbees. Black kids throwing a frisbee back and forth? No, because you cannot get a contract from that, right? Who's going to sponsor you, Pedigree? See, that's a joke about playing with your dogs. When white people play with their dogs, what they do? They take a frisbee, they throw it, the dog catches it, brings it back, they kiss them directly in the mouth, right? Sometimes wide open, because that's how white people love their animals. Like, good job, man. When black people play with their dogs, what do? They take a big dog, throw a little dog, and it brings it back in its mouth. What, no Michael Vick fans in the house? No Michael Vick fans in the house? No. Joseph, I'm about to make fun of my people too, all right? Because I know I can't do certain things that white people do, all right? Like, I can't mow my own lawn. Right? Last time I was mowing my lawn, a car pulled up and was like, hey, Pepe, how much do you charge? Well, this is my lawn. If you come back in 15 minutes, pick me in a lawnmower up $10, right? Gotta make money too. Like, I can't.
out at Home Depot at 6:30 in the morning and enjoy the tile out front. Right? A truck will pull up and be like, hey, do you know how to drywall? I'm like, not really, but the way I see it is if you speak English and Spanish, you become the foreman of the job, okay? And to tell the rest of the Mexicans what to do.
Hello.
You all got problems, you all got problems. I'm trying to work through it. Who wants to play a little game? I'm gonna pick on you, man. You all hooked up with your man. Alright, you just shout out the first thing that comes to mind. We're gonna play a little game called How Well Do You Know Mexicans? Alright? Is it safe to assume that you're not Latina? Alright, so all the Latin people in the house, when I asked that, she had a face of disgust. She's like, hell no, I'm not Latina. She's like, I own my home, I don't rent it. Right? Just yell out the first thing, and Latin people, where you guys at? Latin people? Alright, this is the portion where you shut the hell up. Alright, so let's hear what she's got to say. I'm going to give you a free souvenir shot glass. I sell them for $5, but you're going to get it for free because I'm picking on you, alright? So just yell out the first thing. What do Mexicans eat for Thanksgiving? All right. For those of you that didn't hear, she said tamales. And I'm here to let you know you are racist, all right? We eat turkey and mashed potatoes too, man. That's the one thing you take off and eat whatever the hell white people eat, okay? Now, if I would have said Christmas, it is tamales, okay? Because that's the only thing we get to unwrap, right? Who in here's got kids? You guys got kids? Who in here doesn't have kids? It's you guys. See how when I asked who in here doesn't have kids, they went. They was extra happy. They was extra happy. That's because you guys still have hopes and dreams and shit. You know what I mean? I got two kids. They've taken all that from me. I've got an 11-year-old and a 14-year-old. I'm divorced from my first marriage. And I gotta do certain things before my kids come over now that they're older. Like I gotta delete my website history. I don't need to know what my son, you know, my son doesn't need to know what I've been watching, or better yet, he'd be like, Dad, you watching Pornhub? You jizz is where it's at. Or be like, Dad, you watch midget porn too? I'd be like, damn right, son, damn right. Midgets have fat boobs. You know, my oldest is 14, he's a freshman in high school, and he does, he's concerned with certain things. He came to me and he's like, Dad, in gym class, they want us all to take showers, and I don't feel comfortable. And I'm like, son, don't worry about it. I know what you guys are thinking. I'm like, no, we're average size, okay? We're average size because we're Latin. Latin people don't have, we're not known for that. We're known for having big balls. That's what we got, okay, my daddy? That's why there's so many of us in this world, because we can sneeze and get someone pregnant. We've got an extra load down there. So I told him, I'm like, son, don't be concerned with that. Don't be concerned with that. Just use what I used in high school. Tell the girls, like, it's not the size of your pencil, it's how you write your name, okay? And I can do it in print, cursive, calligraphy, what you want, all right? And he goes, Mom told me you can't even script. I was all, really? Mom told you that? I was all, I painted two masterpieces on a fucked up canvas. Tell her that. But for those of you that didn't laugh, fuck you. What, do you know my ex-wife or something? Which leads me to my next joke, called Eskimo Brother. Who here knows what an Eskimo Brother is? Anybody? No? I'll tell you what it is. An Eskimo Brother is when two guys have been with the same girl. It's called an Eskimo Brother. Now I say that because if I ever had it hard, I was like, who would I turn to? I wouldn't turn to like family and friends. I'd have to turn to something that's forever multiplying and becoming bigger and bigger. So I would turn to my Eskimo Brothers. I've been divorced 8 years from this woman, and all I know is I got at least 150 new Eskimo brothers.
No, who said wow?
Hey, look, if I gotta pay child support and alimony, I'm gonna talk about this woman, okay?
He's a fool.
How many of you guys notice I'm handicapped? You guys notice that? Got 5 fingers on one hand, 4 on the other. I'll hold it up a little bit longer because some of you guys are slow counters, okay? I like having 9 fingers for the most part. I can't do certain things anymore. I can't do quotations. I can't be gangster anymore because I throw a crooked W. But I do like certain things. I like messing with little kids at little kids' birthday parties, right? I gather up little kids, I'm like, look, you guys, come here, I want to show you guys a magic trick. So here it goes. I swear to God, for half an hour, I got at least 10 little kids. I'm like, where's his finger? Where's his finger? Like it's in your mother. They say, who's paying attention here? No. You know what I don't like is buying gloves. I feel like they fucking overcharged me, right? I feel like I should at least get 10% off. I don't know if I mentioned it, but during the day, I'm actually a nurse. And then you guys are like, really, Rick? You're a nurse? Okay. I didn't say I work in pediatrics, okay? Ain't nobody gonna trust me with their kid looking like this. I work for the Department of Corrections during the day. But I've worked at male prisons and female prisons. But I prefer working at female prisons because I've never felt so damn sexy in my life. You know what I mean? I don't even work there for the money. I work there for the self-esteem. I'm like, damn, you're gonna think I'm hot. So, I had to pull back that joke. I didn't want to say the next line. But I like that because one of the things with being a nurse is you have to change gloves in between clients, patients, inmates, whatever you want to call them, right? And sometimes, you know what it's like when I walk up and my glove is flopping around and it's they're like, what the hell's wrong with you? And I'm like, you ready for your rectal exam, right? Or you come back up and the finger's missing. I'm like, I think I did your lady's booty hole. All right, you guys, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to leave you guys with this last joke, and I'm going to get out of here. I know it's kind of a little bit raunchy. I'm trying to find my way, not having a good day. I just found out I'm getting divorced, and she was with someone else, so it's not a good day. So any women that want to say hi to me, I'm not married anymore, okay, come say hi. I want to tell you guys the secret. Why a guy likes to hit it from the back? Why a guy likes to hit it from the back? I know what we usually told you is because we like staring at butt cheeks, which is 20% of the truth, ladies. The other 80% is because while you're not watching us, we are back there acting damn fool. We are back there flexing, you know what I mean? If there's a mirror on the wall, we're giving ourselves a thumbs up, like, that's me, right? Or on the other side, what are you guys doing? I've seen it. It looks wonderful, it looks great. You ladies are just like this, right there with us, right? For the first 3 to 6 minutes, 6 minutes into it, you guys give up just the button in the air, right? We're pulling you up, it's like now. 12 minutes later, you're gonna sleep like I like when I get up looking at the females that are laughing. Because they're like, that's how they're sleep. That's what it means. Alright, you guys, hey man, I thank you guys for laughing. I really needed to come out here and do this because I really am going through some stuff. I know we all go through some stuff. So if you guys keep up the energy, it makes us comics feel much better. So make sure you guys do the same thing when Mess Mark comes up here. Thank you guys.